And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa back in the studio after a successful Royal Polaris trip. And Doug Curran, the master gift giver here. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking all kinds of Christmas gifts here. Gearing up for our big Christmas spectacular next Saturday. That's going to be a big one here.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it is.
Right here on...
I love that show.
That's going to be fun. So your best take, creative.
Yep.
And
I love it when you buzz them.
Yeah, Brian's excited about it, man.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Adam's like... Adam's going to be the coach. He's going to be one of the key... judges over there, but I think, to be honest with you, I think Adam's very jealous about the buzzer. Yeah.
Oh, that was Adam's favorite part. I don't blame him, man. Oh, I got the buzzer. The buzzer's where it's at.
Yeah, for sure, but that's going to be fun. We're giving away a great gift today.
Man, you're not kidding, buddy. We're so stoked to get to do this, and thanks to Doug Kern and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a $50 gift card to go on a little shopping spree at the Tackle Shop. That's coming to you. $50 to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. In addition to that, you're also going to win a Bill Varnay CCA 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar.
Great job. Really
cool prize pack for one lucky caller at the end of the show. It's been a very busy morning. The phones were totally packed up going into the last break, but we did have a call drop off. So if you want to get through, it's the first open phone line we've had since the beginning of the show. That's 833-288-0973. It's open right now. 833-288-0973. Grab that spot because it's going to be a busy second hour.
Yes, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was going to talk about the tackle shop there, Doug and Rick got going. Excellent personnel that they have working the counter, you know, and recently, I work on the Liberty, and I'm getting in there like 5 in the morning.
Yep.
And that Vince in the morning there, he's usually at the counter. And, you know, he's excellent for like, hey, Vince, I need some 20-pound on here real quick. I got to get on the boat. And
Vince, you know, is also a master reel repair guy, too.
Yeah, he is. Really is.
Oh, yeah. He's really good at it.
Yep. He's a good fisherman. He's a great guy. He knows the drill there at the shop, and he gets up every morning and opens that store at 4:30 in the morning so that Liberty and the Dolphin can get out. And we just really appreciate him and Billy, his cohort there in the morning. Those two guys are super valuable to us, you're lucky to be able to have those guys helping you.
Yeah, so anyway, that personnel, Vince, all the rest of the guys, first rate. Everybody wants to go in there and get Doug or Rick, you know, but those guys are busy, and that rest of that personnel is just excellent. So thanks, Vince. Thanks, Doug and Rick. That's really... really comforting when you go in there. It gives you, you know, hey, I need this, and they're right on top of it. So thanks again, guys.
See, the smarter guy goes for a Brandon or a Darren or somebody like that's... as much as we love it and are hardcore and crazy about it. Those guys fish more than any people I know.
Oh,
Brandon,
my gosh,
Brandon Bono.
Brandon, I called Brandon the world's greatest fisherman. That's my night title for Brandon. Yeah,
that guy fishes more than any person I know. Period. And, like, just is uncomfortable with himself if he isn't doing it. And
he's always the highliner.
And is just, he's a great fisherman and is as comfortable fishing big tuna. He got the most fish on our trip at Guadalupe Island, and I guarantee the very next day we'll be at Jennings or Dixon or somewhere fishing bass or then going yellowtail fishing. Yeah, he's a... all of the guys in our store, like, that is a requirement. I wish you could see the employee application form that Doug printed up. It's, like, my favorite part of the shop when, It's got to be the most different looking job application you've ever seen. It has all the usual stuff. You know, where did you graduate school and where did you do this and that? And then there's this big giant 2-page section about fishing. What kind of fishing do you do? And you like half day? Do you like 3/4 day? Have you been to the islands? Have you done that? Like, our employee application is my favorite thing in the world. And it is, there are nothing but crazed maniacs. And I'm so proud of our crew. I don't think it is. I know it's the best in the business.
Well, and we talk about all the time the different ways that guys got hired. And I remember the day Brandon came in and we needed a guy. And, you know, first of all, he's a great salesman. He says, you need to hire me. I'm going to be your best employee. And he was just all over it. And thought, 10 minutes in, I looked down at his calf, and he's got a tuna tattooed on there. And I said, yeah, you're hired.
And I'll share very quickly my second, my favorite employee hire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know exactly where you're going. No, you tell it.
So Darren, who also went on the road.
Big Sale Dale.
Yeah, Big Sale Dale was on the, and he came in for his interview. This is a couple of years later, and his bandage, or his thumb, had a big old bandage on it, like a big taped up
bandage.
And he, you know, the interview was great, and his parents had been involved in fishing tackle, as was he. He's a great, I mean, he was a no-brainer candidate. But then Doug's like, well, what'd you do to your thumb? And he goes, oh, I cut it yesterday filleting a yellowtail. And without another word, he goes, oh,
you're hired.
Hey, Jim,
a lot of fun.
Thanks a lot. That is a great crew down there at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, for sure. So, again, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, go down and see these.
We got you. No problem.
All right, jump
Dave and Anza, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, everybody, and early Merry Christmas to all of you there. And say, Doug, in last week's Western Outdoor News, one of the writers had quite a story in there about the tax that is assessed on all fishing and hunting gear at the manufacturer on everything they put out the door, something like 11% tax. And I know that we pay it as consumers. We just don't see it itemized.
The Dingle Johnson Act.
Yeah.
But supposedly this goes into a fund to enhance fishing and wildlife. And my question to you is, with all the money that's spent on fishing tackle here in Southern California, do we see that coming back here locally, or is that just going to some government slush fund?
I wish I could answer that question. I don't try to ever figure out or believe what the government says they do with our money. It's the law. We put up with it. And it took me about, 10 minutes to get over it when they implemented it. I'm just going to concentrate on going fishing. And yes, there are federal excise taxes and many other different type of taxes on basically, everything we buy and every walk of life, fuel and fishing tackle and, I'm sure, plastic flowers too. But it just is what it is. I honestly don't know exactly how they use the money.
I'm going to speculate a little bit, but for example, the Shelter Island Launch Ramp.
Yep.
Some of that money came from Sport Fish Restoration Program, Department of Boating and Waterways and stuff like that. Perhaps some of that money is coming into that fund.
I would sure as heck hope that that's the case.
Yeah. And that's
honestly
kind of an example of what might be happening with some of that money. I mean, it's nobody likes tax, but if it's restoring something
that's
our passion and our love and going into that for sure,
it's easier to swallow.
Then it's okay. Yeah. But we'll see if we can get more info on that, Dave, but that's a good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about Mark and Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy? Great.
How's it going?
Good. I got a question. I'm going to buy a reel for my wife and my daughter, and they're not really big fishing persons, so I'd like to know what kind of open face reel to get them.
Okay. What kind of fishing do you do?
Salt water, fresh water, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Usually I take my wife salt water fishing.
Okay, when you say salt water, do you go on a private boat? Do you go on a party boat? Are you catching 1-pound fish? Are you targeting yellowtail and tuna? You know, that'll have a bearing on what type of tackle that you end up with.
That's the problem. We go on the pier sometimes. Sometimes we surf fish. Sometimes we go on a party boat, so he wants a reel for everything.
Okay. Well, there really is no such thing, but if I had to guess, you guys are going to be catching fish from 1 to 10 pounds. You might catch bonita, bass, small yellowtail. You're going to be catching maybe some shallow water rockfish. And then in freshwater, it gets a little specialized when you go to the freshwater, because the trout, you definitely have to go down to like 4-pound test and a little tiny reel, where in the saltwater, you can't really get away with that gear. But if I had to guess, you know, a moderately priced reel that was designed to hold up well in the saltwater, so maybe like a Shimano Bait Runner would be a good choice. It also has a feature that lets you feed the line out while the bail is still engaged, and that takes some of the drama out of, you know, when you get a bite and try to click the bail over. Sometimes, you know, bails will get hung up. You know, it's, you know, in that probably under a couple $100, and it'll hold up in the salt water. And if I had to guess, probably around a 6,000 size might be a good size. You get on a half-day boat and go catch calico bass and bonita. You can drop down into 80 feet of water and catch a sheep's head like they're talking about. You know, you can go to the lake and throw out weight and catch a catfish or a bass, that kind of thing. It's probably a little
more
too
versatile.
Yeah.
And he was asking about an open face reel, but that sounds like a much more versatile choice for what he's looking for.
I think so. They're easy to use. You know, we use them for our rental department, and they don't break down. So that's probably a good starting point right there.
There you go. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hope that helps you out for a great Christmas gift there.
All right. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got your saltwater guide standing by. And today, the Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, Fisherman's Processing has the answer. Gift certificates for Fisherman's Processing or an assortment of their great spices, rubs, their smoked fish, or their smoked cheese. Or how about that brand new Fish Pro Series and a knife? They have holiday special packages now at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Those guys do it right.
Oh, man. And what? Oh, are you kidding me? What about a stocking stuffer with those spices and rubs?
I think that's a great call.
Oh, yeah, you could get your entire Christmas list taken care of at Fisherman's Processing.
I'll be down there picking up some fish and picking up their killer pre-made pokey kit with all the spices and rubs. Yeah, those guys
wouldn't love that,
do it right for sure. Let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Ricky.
Good to be back, buddy.
All right, gang, we got a little breeze today out there on the water, so hopefully everybody's staying safe. But if you look at the weather forecast, it's going to get really, really buttery the rest of the week. It's going to get real nice. So I would suggest trying to get out there and go fishing during the week. And it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain. They're talking about 70 degrees on Tuesday. So looks like we're going to have. And that yellowtail down there at the Coronado's bounced right back. Look at what the Grande did yesterday. I mean, we don't have a lot of boats covering a lot of water right now, but when they do get out, they're finding some pretty good fishing. And now we're going to have some beautiful weather all this week coming up. So hang on, and you got to get out there and look around. Todd Manser, I was talking to him yesterday. He was over at Catalina for a couple days hoop netting, Pete, and he found really good bonita fishing on the east end of the island at Catalina. And he said that fish was legitimate 5-pound bonita, and it didn't seem to matter where they were. As long as they were east of Long Point, there was very good bonita fishing. There was just one problem. Those extinct sea lions were like everywhere.
Even at Guadalupe Island, Ricky says.
Dave, you would have been with us every expletive I've known and learned new ones this last week. When those white sharks went away, those sea lions got very comfortable at Guadalupe, and they ate, we fed those things thousands of sardines.
Well, they probably starve while the sharks are there.
Dude, well, let me tell you, they ain't starving this week. I can assure you that. They ate plenty.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how they know when that shark's not there? It's just amazing. Those animals are so smart.
They are so smart.
That we're saving them all. They're such smart animals.
Yeah. Oh, indeed. Well,
And you know that money? You were talking about that money that Doug's getting taxed at the shop? That's all going to save the California sea lions.
Oh, there you go. Don't say it ain't so. No way, Dave. No, absolutely not. I'm disagreeing now. Yeah. So anyway, fishdope.com. You got me all shaken up there, Dave.
Yeah. I hate them too, Dave.
Yeah. Fishdope.com has your reports, and they hate them too over there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Why don't we start like a sticker? I hate sea lions.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. That would be cutting it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just use the code HOOKUP NOW, or lowercase, no space. Honk if you hate sea lions. I like that. Yeah.
That's a new bumper sticker.
Yeah.
The fish dope savings code should be I hate seal. You know, all lowercase, no space.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Dave. Well, Captain Dave, how do we find you? We want all that great information.
Well, you know, this is a great show. I've been listening to it all morning, and you guys are talking about Christmas gifts and all that stuff, and I have a coupon available. Anybody that wants to email me at yoursaltwaterguide@yahoo.com, you can email me. We'll send you out a coupon. You can get a year coupon for one of your friends or buddies or somebody that wants to go learn how to fish. My website's yoursaltwaterguide.com, and gift certificates are available, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
Great call, Dave. Appreciate it. Great report. Look forward to hearing you next week, and we will talk to you then. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Appreciate it, Dave. See you on. All right. Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report, which today was sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the new Fish Pro Series knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's very easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. And today, you can go see the guys at the Crossroads Del Mar Gun Show. Yep. Great opportunity to talk to the people who are making those knives, yep, get some tips on sharpening and all the great information for everybody.
You'll be there. They have a great display at the gun show, so go check it out. Phones are packing up. One line open. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
Tom in Temecula, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Doug, back in the 70s when we had a lot of local marlin around, my dad and I, we used to troll around with 10-6-0s. filled with 50-pound Dacron line, and that's what we trolled feathers with and caught marlin. Nowadays, what would you recommend for, like, the smallest reel that you could legitimately troll for marlin in our local waters and still have enough line that, you know, if you caught them, hooked a marlin, you know, you'd lose a lot of line potentially right away. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I know people that have, back in the day, they would troll their pen jig masters, and it's not a good idea. For trolling for marlin, you're kind of speaking my language. I've got a big smile on my face right now because it's kind of been absent the last few years. But, you know, we used to troll back in the 70s also. We'd put mullet in the outrigger and troll them around kind of slow, and then when they bat it out of the outrigger, you know, you feed it to them like a live bait. But anyway, I always figure it doesn't matter what pound test. You can catch a striped marlin on 12, 16, 20, 30, 50, or 80. And but I always feel that I want 600 yards of line. When you get the initial strike, you have a fairly lighter drag setting, and we keep the boat in motion at the same speed. We don't, you know, gun it up like guys used to do to try and set the hook. But we let them run off a good, sometimes 200-400 yards of line. You know, when you first get the bite, you know, we'll slowly push that drag forward. We don't jerk it forward. You know, you don't want to rip the hook out of their mouth. But, you know, so you need a reel. Whatever pound test you're going to fish, you want to have that much line. We prefer to have a minimum of 100 yards of monofilament as a top shot. 200 is even better if you want to. What that does is we'll take the boat and turn it slightly, and that starts creating a belly in the line, which puts pressure on the fish so that, you know, they're jumping and trying to shake that hook, and it's really hard to hook a jig fish. So when you turn that boat and you're traveling at 8 knots or 9 knots, whatever your trolling speed was, it'll put a belly in the line that will take some of those gyrations of that marlin trying to shake the hook out of the mix. So, you know, a 30 size reel is a real common size, whether it's a Tiagra or, you know, maybe a Talica 25. Now that they've got the new cams, you don't want the cam to be too steep because we're fishing lighter line than you would for, say, a bluefin. You know, 30, 40, and 50-pound are probably the most common striped marlin line sizes. So that 30-size reel gives you, you know, 400 or 500 yards of spectra and 100 or 200 yards of mono over the top, something like that.
All right.
Nice.
Hope that helps you out, Tom. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot more coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, you know, Point Loma Seafood's right next to San Diego Landings, and the Point Loma is your Christmas store. Oh. Why? If you're having a Christmas event or having relatives over or something, you want to really impress them. Party tray from Point Loma Seafood, right, Ricky?
Their party trays are killer, and you can customize them to your party, whether you want a smoked fish platter or you want a platter of sandwiches, you know, of different assortments, or the killer is their sushi platters insane. They will custom build it whatever you want. Your budget, your specs, they will build the killer holiday tray for you.
Yeah, and the shrimp, too. Oh,
oh
man.
God, huh? So good. Doug?
Well, I was talking to the guys the other day, and they have over 100 reservations for Christmas Eve. They open up in the morning at like 5:30. And they say that is their craziest morning. Everybody knows that when you want to get good seafood, that's where you go. I mean, it is literally the freshest, nicest case I've seen anywhere in the country. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Nope, there's nothing like it anywhere in the world. And it's right here in our backyard.
The freshest thing in town.
The freshest thing in town, yeah. And get your orders in now.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they
indeed
took orders.
Yep. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time this morning with Doug Kern, talking fishing tackle, and we want to talk to you. If you want to get through, have your chance at talking to the man about tackle or your shot at winning that great $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and that sport fishing calendar by Bill Varnay, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to get through right now.
Yeah, get through right now. I have a chance to win that and talk to the master, Doug. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones.
Sounds good. Let's talk to Ron. Ron's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Doug. I never did yo-yo fishing, so can you tell me what kind of setup I would need?
You're a little muffled there. Are you talking about yellowtail?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's multiple ways you can catch them. You can use live bait. You control Rapalas from a private boat or even sometimes a sport boat.
He's looking for yo-yo.
Oh, yo-yo.
Yeah,
okay.
For yellowtail.
Definitely having trouble hearing you there. So for yo-yoing for yellowtail, you're usually in 90 feet of water or deeper. Depending on the depth, you want to adjust your jig weight. The heavier the jig, the harder it is to wind, but the deeper you go, the heavier your jig needs to be. So typically a 6X Junior is the little bit lighter one, and a regular size 6X is for the little deeper. You're going to want a 40-pound outfit typically, but you can go up to 50 or 60 if you want. So a star drag reel typically, like a Trinidad 20, is a real good yo-yo reel. 40-pound test. I do recommend fishing monofilament, so there's a slight bit of stretch so you don't rip the hooks out of their mouth on the initial bite. Pretty stout rod, that 7400H that Rick uses for the tuna at Guadalupe is a good one, a 700H, Calstar Graphiter.
Why do you want a stout rod?
Because when you're dropping down that deep and yo-yoing up the yellowtail, you don't want your rod, being too darn flexible. It'll just bottom out. You're using heavy drags. You want to be able to pull that fish out of the rocks. When you get a bite 15, 20 feet off the bottom, the first thing they're going to do is head for the rocks. So fairly stout rod, 7 foot's ideal, but you can go 7.5 or 8 if if that's what you've got. And a high speed reel, because you want to crank those jigs as fast as you can. It's a very reactionary bite. And, so 7 foot rod, high speed star drag reel, tight drag setting, 40-pound test. That's your typical Southern California yo-yo stick.
Can you turn the handle too fast yo-yoing?
I don't really think so. You don't need to be a maniac, but, if you go medium fast on a 6-to-1 gear ratio, you're going to get a bite.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't have to be quite as maniac as like with a Wahoo or something like that, but, if you're just da-da-da-da-da on a 4-to-1, you're going to watch everybody else catch more than likely.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the good question there, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
How about Doug calling us from Montebello this morning? What's up, Doug?
Oh, I let you get me last time, but, buddy, you got a good name out there. I'm not
you
letting
got,
you
no,
get
you
me
great,
again.
You got a better name.
No,
there,
you got a great name there, buddy. Your parents were smart.
Here's my question, though.
Oh, there's a question, too.
Fishing.
All right.
Yeah. I went surf fishing recently, and all my big hunk of line came off and knotted up on itself.
Ugh.
So what happened there, and how do I avoid it next time?
Was this a spinning reel?
Spinning reel, yeah.
Yeah.
Monofilament?
Honestly, I don't know what causes it, but a lot of times a loop of line from underneath somehow will jump off the spool and intertwine with the main line that's coming off that you're trying to cast. And when that happens, it's just the worst thing ever. So I try to just slowly pull the line off from both ends, hoping that I can get it to come out. But a lot of times it just turns into a knot, and you literally have to cut your line below the knot, string it back through your guides. You lose some line and then start over. I don't know what causes it, but every so often that happens. A lot of times it'll happen maybe when you've got some twisted line. So if you can manage your line so that you're not getting a lot of twist, like, if you're throwing a weight out there and, you want to make another cast and you're reeling it in like super fast and that thing just spinning around, twisted line's always going to cause you problems on spinning reels. So try to pay attention and manage your line. If you're throwing swim baits and that thing's spinning, re-rig your swim bait, whatever it is you're doing, try to manage the line twist.
Try to get a swivel on there, maybe?
Certain things you can use a swivel. Other times that, kind of maybe kills the action of what you're trying to do. But, yeah, a swivel is always a good idea.
Braided line sometimes help. Braided line doesn't get affected with the twisting memory the same. When you're winding against the drag, like if drag is trying to slip and you're turning the spool
Correct.
On your spinning reel, you introduce all those line twists to it, and when it's twisted, it wants to pop off the spool and grab the line above it. And sometimes the braided line won't be as affected by that. But, you know, in the surf fishing scenario, you talk to Gundy, he likes fishing mono, you know, so it's got to be still be the right line for the application, but something else you might try and consider.
Yeah. How about when you're putting line on a spinning reel? There's a specialized way to get it on so it doesn't twist as much, right?
Yep. I mean, the old thing ideally was if you took a spool of line and you put the end of the spool of the line basically facing the end of the spool on your reel, the line should be coming off the spool of line and onto your reel in the same direction. So, you know, you can prevent some of it by doing that as well. Or the way we do it in the tackle store is we remove the spool from the reel and it's perpendicular 90 degrees to the spool of line, so it's coming directly off the spool of line and onto the spool of the reel going in the same direction. So, there's no,
so it's not reversed.
There's no twist introduced into that, correct?
Yeah. Which is a good way to do it.
Exactly.
Whether it be Power Pro or Mono, either way?
All of it, mm-hmm. Yeah. All and of it. Yep. I know that was a tough description to follow. It's hard to describe what I'm talking about verbally, but if you want to come into the shop, we can show you exactly what we're talking about.
But, you know, since his name is Doug, he should be able to figure it out, right?
Well, all Doug should be able to
smarter
figure out a problem like that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Higher echelon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call, Doug. Appreciate that very much. That does free up 833-288-0973. You know, it's fun. I love this time of the year because it's like the tuna fishing lasted so long, but there's still so much excitement and so many other opportunities to go fishing, whether it be surf fishing, whether it be hooping, swordfish, bay bass. We haven't even talked about that.
I can't believe we've gone an hour and 39 minutes and 45 seconds without talking about the great yellowtail bite.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Directly outside of Mission Bay and at the Coronado Islands this last week. And that's kind of a normal thing, you know, but it just pops up when you're not expecting it. But there were, you know, the half-day boat out of Seaforth, the new Seaforth, had 67 yellowtail. What was it, 2 or 3 days ago?
In the middle of December.
And skiffs were hooking them on surface irons and yo-yo irons. And, you know, one of the boats was down at the Coronado Islands, had 39 yellowtail yesterday along with 55 bonito.
Wow.
I mean, it's good winter fishing. You just watch when we get the high pressure, the little Santa Ana condition, those grease-calm, gorgeous days.
Nice.
That's when those yellows pop up and meter around out there and find a little scratch or
look
for the birds and yo-yo or surface iron one up or slow troll around with some mackerel. You're going to catch a yellowtail in December.
Oh, yeah. And January, too.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
It's got me fired up.
All right,
man,
ready to go fishing.
Yes.
Here's a guy that will fire up, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hi, Art.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same back at you.
I just want to give a shout-out to Doug Kern and his crew at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Those guys are amazing. They help us with our social media, and they do Tackle Tip Thursdays for us and help us out in any way that they can to, you know, spread the word about Searcher Sport Fishing and our social media. And if the girls get a question in the office that stumps them, then they just refer our customer to Doug and the guys, and they're so informative and helpful, and just want to say thanks for all your support and help during the season. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome, Art. I really appreciate that, and it's funny. This last Thursday, we were all in there doing our winter projects and rigging stuff, and I think it was Billy said, "Hey, do you guys know what day it is?" And yeah, I guess. What are you talking about? It's Tackle Tip Thursday. we love you guys, and you guys put on such a great program. That atmosphere on your boat, everybody loves. The boat itself is great. The, you know, just something special about the Searcher. So, you know, we are always there to, you know, be part of the team with you anytime. So thanks for the nice words. We appreciate that.
Very nice, Art. Thank you very much for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And, of course, Art and Mike, Captain Mike, will be on the show here coming up in a couple weeks.
All right,
Art?
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Well, I guess we lost Art there.
Yep.
So, yeah, hey,
that's great.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Mike
on there,
Mike. Yeah, Mike's awesome.
Yeah, he's really good fisherman.
Really good fisherman, for sure. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
John in Valley Center's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Quick story. Many, many years ago,
Doug taught a rod wrapping class with another master rod wrapper. And
had
to have been 20 plus years ago.
Yep, Bud
and,
Edel.
I took that class, right?
Yep.
I forgot the guy's name.
Bud Edel.
Yeah. And so I took the class with y'all, and we got a discount on parts from Fisherman's Landing, and I bought a black CalStar plank and all the stuff, and, you know, I put it together for my wife, and I used purple wraps because I figured it would look less bad if I screwed up the wrap, and I wrapped it all up with purple, one color all the way up, and got it finished off by you guys, and I showed it to my wife, and she really liked it, and she's like, okay, I need a reel, let's go to Fisherman's Landing, let's go get you a reel, and she goes to the case, and she's looking through the reels, and she looks at this Accurate, and it was a Accurate, fully converted reel, and it was purple.
Nice.
Unreal. Just purple. And she's like, I want that one. And it was $185 at the time.
That's a big deal. A lot of money back then.
I know. And I go, you want that one? Why? She's like, it matches my wraps. So I'm like, oh. So we bought her that reel. And I just wanted to tell you that, again, that rod and reel setup is well over 20 years old, and I still have it.
That's right.
And I've caught everything with it, and I mean everything. Even I've loosened up to 50 pounds with
nice.
It. It's just been an amazing rod, an amazing reel, and it's a real special setup, and that was attributed to that class that got me going in that direction.
That's great. That's
cool. Are you still wrapping rods?
I've wrapped a couple, and I think I'm beyond the one color. So, yeah, it's been a little better.
You mean you've graduated to two colors now?
Yes.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Cool, nice story, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, that's one thing that a lot of people don't know is that you guys have everything to wrap your own rods there.
Sure. Yep. We evolved out of the heyday of the custom rod era. Back in the day, I don't know how many people might remember, but in the 60s and 70s, rods had like five guides, and every time your rod bent, the line would rub on the, you know, on the blank, and they had single wraps, and your guides would fall off, and the, you know, reel seats weren't lined up with the spline. And these ingenious rod builders through the 70s and 80s and 90s really started building rods as we know them today. They put the correct number of guides on there, the guide spacing stressed the blank properly. Reel seats were glued properly and on the spline of the blank, which is like a backbone. That prevented the rod from twisting in your hands and creating rods breaking. And now all the manufacturers took those brilliant rod builders' ideas and build basically the same, what we used to call a custom rod, in the, you know, factories, you know, CalStar and Seeker and all of them right down the line. The only thing that you can't do in a factory is, you know, the custom colors and maybe custom, you know, measurements where you put reel seats and so forth. But it was the custom rod builders in the 80s and 90s that caused the manufacturers to step up their game and really build the rod appropriately. So we've always been involved in the custom rod thing, and we have the knowledge to, you know, do the, you know, how many guides do I need on my 8.5 foot rod, and where do I put my reel seat, and how do I glue this, and how do I wrap this, and we carry all the parts, and that's kind of Rick's section now, and he takes a huge amount of pride in, like, we have everything over there and the knowledge to put them together.
And then also, like, putting, like, special jigs together, custom-made Marlin lures. Rick, you guys have become the outfitter for, like, yachts that are going to Cabo or Costa Rica or Panama or something like that. You do all that custom stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just geeks. We just love all that stuff.
That's good.
A lot of fun.
Well, we're geeks too. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to talk to Doug. Win a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Go on your own Christmas gift shopping spree. Let's jump back on the phones.
Kurt in Marina Valley's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Kurt.
Hi. I called a couple weeks ago. On a Sunday, and asked you guys about the 40-pound two-speed setup. After some info I got from you guys and doing my homework, I decided to do the CalStar 875 and a Talica 10.
That's a great outfit.
Yeah.
That Talica 10 will fish that 30 and 40, and you could even put 50 if you're using a short top shot. It doesn't quite have the line capacity for a 100-pound tuna, but that pretty much will catch everything locally that we catch up to that, you know, 60, 70-pound stuff from bonita to yellowtail, any kind of tuna, Dorado, white sea bass. I mean, you just go right down the list of everything we catch. It's a nice small reel in your hand, so it casts well. It holds plenty of line for all of that, you know, everything up to that 50, 60-pound stuff. And that 875, it's a 7.5-foot rod. It casts a bait well. It'll do a jig, slow trolling. I mean, it does everything that we do. So I think you did well.
You did good.
Yeah. The thing about the Talica reel, and I love that little 10.
Yeah,
that
me
thing
too.
Has got so much power. He fished it a lot at Guadalupe. And casts.
Yep.
I mean,
the
Talica reel for a lever drag two-speed reel casts amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
Whether it be a 12, a 10, a 16, yeah.
Yeah, they
even
figured out how to make that reel. A lever drag typically has the drag components built into the spool, so the spool's heavier than a star drag, and they don't typically cast as well. Well, somehow they figured out how to make that thing free spool, and you can cast a 5-inch sardine just about as well as you can with a star drag. Not quite, but way better than the lever drags used to ever be.
Yeah. Now you got the advantage of big drags, big drag
yes.
pressure, 2-speed, lots of torque. You got all the fish fighting benefits of having a lever drag 2-speed, but with the castability, like you say, 90% of the way there of a star drag.
Yeah, and if you do have to adjust your drag during the fight, you make the next cast. With a star drag, you have to really pay attention and reset everything. With this, you just push the lever up to strike, and it's the same exact drag setting every time.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call. Good suggestions there. Appreciate that.
Bob in Lakeside's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Just got off of a 65-hour work week working for FedEx.
This is go time.
Oh, yeah. I know you are a Shimano service center. Do you also do the platinum services on the Calcutta Ds? I've got a 400 and a 401D I would like to bring down.
Yeah, we do everything that Shimano does. We are considered a satellite dealer, which means anything Shimano can do, we can mirror. So, yes, bring it on down, and we'll get that taken care of for you.
Now, are you do most of the reel repair in-house?
We have two guys that are Shimano, basically certified expert. One of them works in the shop. That's Vince. And then we also work with one of their mechanics that lives in San Diego County.
Okay.
So those go away for a few days.
So these are certified mechanics.
Yeah, right. This is anything that Shimano would do, we do in the same manner.
Same
with
parts.
The same expertise, the same parts. In every way, it would be the same as if you sent your reel to Shimano.
All right. Well, hey, good luck this week, Bob. I'm sure it'll be another big one for you. Thanks a lot for
the phone call
this morning.
Mike and Rosemead's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Doug, I got a little compliment I want to pass on. I stopped at Point Loma Seafoods about 2 years ago and bought a gift certificate for my relatives. And then me and my wife stopped by the Fisherman's Landing and having a pair of Maui Jims. I took her into Fisherman's Landing, and some guy named Rick came by and was. I introduced my wife to him. Really nice gentleman, and so she bought a pair off of him, and we got a Let's Talk Hookup discount on that. So that guy Rick, I guess you might know who he is. He helped us out quite a bit, and Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm not going to call in next week. I can't compete with those guys.
Come on, Mike.
Put your creative hat on and come up with something good.
Indeed. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call. Merry Christmas to you.
Our pleasure. Donald is up next on Ramirez Mesa this morning. What's up, Donald? Welcome to the show.
Well, I think it's the full moon picking Doug's brain on these rods.
He's the best, man. I can tell you, there's nobody better. If you got a rod question, today's the day to ask it.
Oh gosh, I wasn't gonna call him, and everybody else started calling him, so I had to.
There you go.
But this goes back to 1994 with Natalie's Blue Porpoise Marine.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And I remember helping Doug unload. It looked like a candy store coming out of Fisherman's Landing. A big candy store. I was drooling. But anyway, I won the white sea bass rod, and for years everybody's been asking me, this is like 25 years ago from 94, and it's a 670 LC seeker rod, and I thought it said P rods, but with a magnifying glass and being old, it's LP rods. And if you know the maker or the builder?
Well, I don't. And obviously that's a custom rod builder of some sort. And I knew most of those guys, so that one's just not ringing a bell. So I don't know, what are you trying to stump the tackle man here or something?
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did, yeah. If maybe one of our listeners knows who that is. Or
does it say anything about where, what, you know, part of the state? Was it California or was it elsewhere? Or
the what now?
Well, you said that the rod was built by LP, or is that a designation that Seeker had on there?
No, it was a custom rod
through
Blue Porpoise Marine for winning the white sea bass.
You know who might have done that? Bill Boyce.
That's Bill, possible.
Yeah, because I won I won the halibut division 1 year in the Blue Porpoise Marine.
Okay.
And I have that one of those rods. I have to look at it to see if it says LP. But Bill Boyce was building a lot of rods for Natalie back in the day.
Yep.
Real high-end custom type stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, so it could be. Could be a Bill Boyce.
My thought went to, when you said P, went to P-Bods, just because he built a lot of custom rods and that in there. But the LP would have been different. But anyways, that was the first thing that kind of clicked into my mind.
I thought maybe the P was for porpoise and L was who built it or something.
Sure,
Could have been.
The thing with custom rod designations is you can put anything on there, and that was probably just, you know, the that guy, which could have been as little as a garage builder by hobby or a guy that was building a bunch of custom rods on a semi-big level. You just never know.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. You stumped us.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to get somebody a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Bill Varnay CCA 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner, $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and that great sport fishing calendar. That's going to Donald in Mira Mesa. Donald, congratulations. We'll see you at the shop and help you spend some money on some goodies.
Yeah, indeed. And goodies you have at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is selling tackle next 10, 11 days. So come on down and get your fisherman something cool.
And if you're stumped, you can get the gift card like we talked about. That's good either at Fisherman's. If you want to go to Trip on the Liberty or buy a combination, go on a trip and a tackle, you can just buy a gift card that's good both sides.
I thought that was a great gift, a gift card on one of the boats, all the appropriate tackle for that trip,
fun gift.
Wrap it up in one nice little package, you know, couple $300 depending on the trip.
And now, do you have Rock Cod Rick gift racking in the back?
People ask for it every year. Just, I got a very custom gift wrap. I'll bust out.
Exactly.
Just come down and he'll show it to you.
Yeah, just check it out.
You may have to redo it. Just throw that out.
You'll probably need to redo it.
All right, well, how do we find you?
Best way to find us, come down to Fisherman's Landing, walk the docks, get some Point Loma seafoods, check out the boats. But you can always call us at 619-221-8506. You can go on saltwatertackle.com or fishermanslanding.com. And we will see you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Here we go.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for all your support, too. And Let's Talk Hook. Appreciate that. Thank you all out there. Thanks to Brian and Adam. Oh, hang on to your hats. Next Saturday, the big Christmas spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. That's going to be a good time. And then next Sunday, the one and only Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Another great show pre-Christmas time. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to all of you out there. Have a great holiday season. We'll see you right back here on the App and Network.